find distribution in Germany because I knew that was important. I'm going to start a record label. You're going to be my first band. And timing was brilliant. And it was crazy because it was 1991. So I started Cup over here. I signed two bands, backstage deals, came back to Germany, found Armin Jonath, who is in Frankfurt, was a DJ at Dorian Gray and was working for Discomania, which was a emerging distributor for techno. And of course, I got immediately sucked into this whole techno thing. So we became partners and we started 23 Frankfurt, and Cop was there over in Germany. So basically, like I said, it was a life-changing event for me.
I'm an angel from another sphere, like a stranger stranded here, and forgot my identity. Have all the angelic attributes. I'm gracious and I'm brave, and sometimes I'm depraved. I'm a stranger in a stranger's shell. How I came here, I cannot tell. I'm a stranger in a mystery. Illusions hit me every day, 'cause I'm a stranger. Every day I'm wonder about the oddities. I'm honest and I'm reasonable. I'm lovingly and bold, and sometimes darker sides unfold. I'm a stranger in a strange body, believing in the things I see. Stranger on vacation, without a destination, it's my way, 'cause I'm a stranger. I'm a stranger.
Very interesting because I teamed up with John Fryer. He basically got me out of retirement, and you know, when we sat down and started talking about what we want to do for the label, the first thing we said is we need to make it broader. So right now what we have is we basically have roughly three divisions. We have an industrial metal, industrial rock component, with Stabbing Westward being the premier band over there. We have a post-punk division that I just literally starting to set up. Cassandra Complex as a legacy band was our first signing there. And then we have a fairly strong component of electronic bands, more like dance music, synth pop, that kind of stuff. Here our claim to fame is Blackout Burning, that's the Mesh singer. Mark Hawkins, we had a ton of fun working with him during the pandemic, and that's also really building out.
You could be on side, but it's just a temptation. Calm things down for the good of the nation. You're bringing chaos everywhere that you go now. Just take a minute.
rejection. When you deal with love like you've got an infection, you need to bring it down so you can hear what I'm saying. Life will get better, but who still writes letters? You just need to drop your defenses, to tear down the fences, to break down the walls. That's all. Stop throwing stones because you're breaking bones. Stop pointing guns, you're scaring everyone. Stop pulling knives because you're wrecking lives. Just stand down and take it, 'cause you're strong enough.
And then about 2010, for lack of better terms, I completely burned out. And I was like, I'm done with music. Walked away from it, started a completely different career. And then, like I said, I met John Fryer because he was producing my album. And I've been in love with his work since the 80s. I was 16 when I picked up Speak and Spell Depeche Mode in the store. And I said, that's the first time I met John Fryer because he was an engineer on the album. And then I picked up Nine Inch Nails, Pretty Hate Machine, and at that point I already knew who John was, so it was like... Anyway, so working with him, having the opportunity, what happened is I drove down to LA to put the final touches on the album, and for me, I thought, okay, this is it. This is the end of my whole musical career. I did this amazing album, I had this amazing producer, and instead, I made the major mistake and asked him, hey, would you be interested in running a label with me? And we started doing that. And now this is the third phase, and I think in some ways it's the more, for me personally, the most exciting phase, because A, I had a break. When I came back, I did a lot of soul searching, and I feel like I have an incredible focus right now. And the level of bands that we're currently working with is different in the sense that a lot of them are more well known. I know I have a very, very good idea of what I can do for bands, what I cannot do for bands. We have literally built up a legacy division, and at the same time we're signing young artists. So I feel like this is the best version that Cop International has ever been. The most professional, the most focused, and the most successful. So I'm really, really excited right now. Well, it's interesting because my friend Eric Burton and I, we have been talking about this. We signed the band Bisto Blanco, and most of the band is in the US, but the bass player is in Germany. We talked about this concept of Deutsch-Amerikanische Freundschaft, and I am someone in between. Personally, I'm not quite German anymore, but I'm also not a full-blown American. I'm very in between, and I think the label does exactly the same thing. I signed an artist, Stoneburner, about 3 years ago, and he asked me, so what's the situation in Europe? And I said, well, right now my focus is America. My situation in Europe is, I mean, we have distribution, but this is really not my main thing right now. However, this conversation triggered me to go, I need to fix that. And so honestly, at this point, I think we have about parity in bands. Half of them are in Europe, half of them are in the US. We have international distribution. We have a really good distribution network, physical network in Europe. Digital obviously is global anyway. And with Sabine Walz and Eric Burton, basically being friends of the label, I have really good representation. And an old friend of mine that we went to school with is running the German division and helps me ship, and we have a warehouse over there. So I can honestly say the international link up international is truly happening. If I sign a band somewhere on the globe, we will have at least two continents that we work very, very effectively.
They say that time can heal. The pain my smile conceals. I'll be careful what you break. There's so much at stake. Irreversible death by heart.
I think it's really interesting because bands have choices now. One thing that I'm super excited about is that I'm working with a lot of legacy bands. And I think these people have seen what a label can do. A lot of them have worked for like a decade by themselves. And now they're coming to the label because they see what we do, which is a really nice compliment. And they realize, yeah, I can do a lot of things by myself, but it's so much more fun to actually have a team of driven individuals that do nothing but specialists, if you want, than work on my music. So that means I can actually focus on the music. There are bands that are fortunate enough to have a member that's a marketing person, a merchandise person, somebody who loves management, and they can be absolutely self-sufficient. So a band these days has a choice. In the 80s, labels were gatekeepers. If you were signed, you could go places. If you were not signed, it was incredibly hard. Today, it's not like that. But I always, the way I look at my personal job description is twofold. One is I bring technical expertise to the whole situation. And the other one is I'm a cheerleader. I'm your buddy. I'm your friend. I'm rooting for you. I'm working every day for you. And that's something that can be very encouraging for bands.
You were the one I owe my life. So many times you brought me through the dark of night, but I never understood why you play the fool. Now I know it was your way to bear the loneliness in you. I gave you sunshine. Thank you.
That's a very interesting question. In 5 to 10 years, let's say 10, I'm 67, which is slightly horrifying. We will have to see. This year is going to be very interesting. I have a couple of really, really cool projects, and we're putting a lot of effort into these projects, and we're going to see how it plays out. I think labels will not go away. Like I said, they're really motivated people with a lot of expertise that can always be helpful. To give you a number, every day, 100,000 tracks are being uploaded to Spotify. That's the competition. So if you want to stand out, and if you want to make a mark, you need something special. And it cannot be just, in parentheses, the music. Of course, your music has to be amazing. But the truth is, entry level to produce music has also dropped dramatically. You can have $1 million studio on a laptop with a $300 piece of software. It's absolutely mind blowing. So there's a lot more great music coming out, but the problem is there's a lot more out there. So I think labels will never go away. I'm not sure where I'm going to be in 5 to 10 years. We will see how the journey goes. Right now I'm super motivated. And I recently said that, and I think that's really important. I also feel that I'm running out of time, which means that gives me incredible focus.
To win, to be the king, or why even play it? You can go until the sky dies.
And that was today's Radio Goethe with a spotlight on COP International. I talked to Christian Petke. Check them out at copint.com. You can find the playlist at radiogoethe.org. Thank you so much for listening. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.
Run for your life!
You're listening